Hello, Justin. Good morning, everybody. We start in the world of high school boys state golf. The West Delaware Hawks placing 10th in Class 3A, 116 over with a two-day total of 692. Williamsburg was 9th. Waverly Shamrock 6th. Solon coming in 5th. The winner was MOC Floyd Valley with 53 over, a 629. Individually for the Hawks, a four-way tie for 27th for Coy Payton, the sophomore, 23 over with a 167. Griffin Lott was tied for 37th, as the Hawks sophomore was 28 over with a 172. Colson Mersch, 29 over, tied for 41st. The freshman fired a 173. Sophomore Aiden Zertzman tied for 60th, 42 over with a 186. Jack Biesing, the sophomore, tied for 63rd, plus 43 with a 187. His teammate Mason Rowling, the same, tied for 63rd. The junior, plus 43 with a 187 as well. In Class 2A at the Coldwater Golf Links in Ames, Beckman coming in runner-up by 14 strokes to Grundy Center as the Spartans had a 597. The Blazers 43 over par with a 611. Hudson was third and Western Christian fourth. Individually for the Blazers, two in the top 10. Junior Luke Harwick was two over with a 143. Senior Nate Offerman a two-way tie for seventh place with seven over and a 149. Elsewhere for the Blazers, senior Noah Bogey tied for 19th, 13 over with a 155. 38th was Brady Bockenstedt, the senior, 26 over with a 186. Junior Thomas Thier, 39th, plus 27 with a 169. Tied for 46 was Sam Croffle, the senior, plus 32 with a 174. And in Class 1A at the Ames Golf and Country Club, Ben Hesner, the senior from East Buchanan, three-way tie for seventh place, as Hesner was plus 14 with a two-day total of 156. The Girls State Golf Tournament coming up Thursday and Friday. The West Delaware girls in Class 3A will compete at the Pheasant Ridge Golf Course near Cedar Falls. To the world of high school baseball, last night, the West Delaware Hawks inside the Beckman Sports Complex hosting Benton Community, the first WAMAC conference games of the season. The Hawks earned the doubleheader split, winning game 2, 3-2 in walk-off fashion as they fell in the nightcap by the score of 4-2. Slow-moving offense in both contests as neither team scored until the fifth inning in both games. Benton Community scoring 2 in the first game in the fifth inning. The Hawks scoring 1. In the second game, it was the opposite, the Hawks scoring 2 and the Bobcats with 1. At the end of game 1 in the bottom of the 7th, late fireworks as Tyrus Werner scoring on a Will Ward RBI single. And then Brent Yankovic, the birthday boy, 17 years young yesterday, gave himself and his team a birthday present they won't forget as the walk-off doubled to right center field, scoring Will Ward, as the Hawks able to come back and get the win by the score of 3-2 in a game that lasted 1 hour and 43 minutes. Benton Community scored 1 in the 6th and 2 in the 7th in the nightcap to get the 4-2 win. That game lasted 1 hour and 59 minutes. Benton Community with a record of 6-1 now, as the Hawks are 3-1 overall, as they will return to action tonight, traveling up to Waverly to take on the Gohawks of Waverly Shellrock with a JV varsity doubleheader starting with a JV contest at 5 o'clock as the Hawks hook up with 2008 graduate B.J. Hermson, the head coach of the Waverly Shellrock Gohawks, for the second season. Elsewhere in coverage area baseball last night, Cascade traveled down to DeWitt. They fell to the Central Sabres by the score of 8-2. It was Anamosa heading up to Winthrop as they beat East Buchanan 10-3. In the Tri-Rivers Conference, Northland doubled up Midland, beating the Eagles 15-4 and 13-0 in run-rule-shortened contest. Beckman was in Dubuque playing Dubuque Wallert as the Blazers fell 7-5. In softball, the West Delaware Hawks traveling down to Eldridge as they fell to North Scott by the final of 5-1. Cascade at home took down Albertette 2-1. Western Dubuque on the road defeated Dubuque Hempstead 5-4. Postseason high school girls soccer, Anamosa had their season come to a close at home on Downing Field as they fell to Iowa City Regina by the score of 2-0 in a Class 1A Region 1 semifinal. Independence had a tough ending as they were nipped by Iowa City Liberty by the score of 1-0 at Lyle Limebaugh Field in a Class 2A Region 4 semifinal. To the national scorecard, Major League Baseball, the Cubbies get a win over the Mets inside Wrigley Field 7-2. It was the White Sox edging the Guardians 4-2. Rangers beat the Pirates 6-1. Cardinals over the Reds 8-5. Diamondbacks beat the Phillies 4-3. Blue Jays hammer the Rays 20-1. It was the Yankees getting past the Orioles in 10 innings 6-5. Padres beat the Nationals 7-4. Dodgers 8. Braves 1. Giants 1 better than the Twins 4-3. It was the Royals 4. Tigers 1. Brewers shut out the Astros 6-0. Rockies sneaked past the Marlins 5-4. It was the Angels blanking the Red Sox 4-0. And the Mariners squeaked by the A's 3-2. In the NBA playoffs, Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals, Boston beats the Miami Heat 116-99. They'll go back to Boston for game number 5 on Thursday night at 7:30. And in the NHL, the Dallas Stars were blanked by the Vegas Golden Knights 4-0. Golden Knights lead that series 3-0. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good Wednesday. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.